Living in harmony with God. Imagine. You might think this is a strange word to begin Catholic Schools Week with, but the word imagine is so important, isn't it? It conjures up all kinds of other words and ideas. The word imagine makes us think about possibilities, new horizons, and changed realities. It makes us dream of something better. There is such a thing as the religious imagination, and specifically the Christian imagination. It helps us connect with mystery and to make connections. For St. John Paul II, imagination was the key gateway to mystery and to the divine. It was a way for art to connect with spirituality and for science to connect with religion. For Pope Francis, imagination is what allows us to have empathy for others. For us to develop this kind of amazing and creative imagination and to learn and to love and to dream and to create like God, you have to stay close to God. To live in harmony with God, as the theme of this first day of Catholic Schools Week suggests. In fact, it's one of the jobs of the Catholic school, maybe the most important one, to help us to live in harmony with God and to develop our religious imagination. So what does living in harmony with God look and feel like? Just imagine it for a moment. You can only really do that kind of deep imagining in real silence. Step outside your front door. Go for a walk in the park. Sit quietly with someone who is poor or sick and imagine. What is God seeing in that moment? I think it's about trying to understand the world and all that lives in the world, all people and all of God's creation, as God understands it. And of course, it's not just about what happens in our heads that matters. It's what happens in our hearts as well. It's also, of course, about what we do. If we could see the world as God sees it, as very good, we would love it as God loves it. And if we loved it as God loves it, we would of course protect it with passion and commitment, because that's what love means. So maybe the religious imagination, the Christian imagination, is a good place to start Catholic Schools Week with after all. In a way, what makes Catholic schools different is that our schools help to foster this imagination. They try to help children and young people stay close to God, so that they can learn to see how God sees. This week, we'll be inviting you to reflect on this idea of imagination and the Catholic school. Catholic schools foster and support religious imagination in so many ways, obviously through the school's prayer life, but also through religious education, through art, through music, through drama, through English lessons, through PE, through social outreach, through RSE, through geography, in fact, through every subject and through every aspect of the school's life. Religious imagination is also, of course, developed by growing empathy in students for others, by building capacity for compassion, by teaching young people that you're not on your own. The school's sacramental life not only celebrates all of this wonderful love and imagination and creativity, but actually also, of course, builds it as well, with God's gracious help. So this Catholic Schools Week, as we begin, be silent, be still, and just imagine.